WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with news for Tuesday, February 10, 2015.
I actually think it is necessary to be fiscally cautious to guarantee that we can continue to apply our values on a consistent basis going forward.
New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio said he's building safeguards into his budget for fiscal year 2016. This was at a news conference at City Hall Monday where he unveiled his preliminary budget. Listing concerning statistics, he said 46% of New Yorkers are at or near the poverty level. Over 1 million in the city are receiving food stamps and are having a hard time making ends meet. This includes more than 640,000 children. Since 2002, the number has doubled. And while he sees job growth, de Blasio said 65% of the growth is in the low-wage sector. The mayor voiced uncertainty regarding state and federal monies coming to the city.
So there's some signs here that we have to be very sober about, and that is reflected in our budget process. Now, the economic realities are one thing, and then there's the reality of what happens at other levels of government. And there are some real uncertainties, both on the federal and state front, that we take very seriously.
De Blasio said with changes in Congress, partisan gridlock, and expiring programs, the city is at risk of losing vital funding. He said it needs to build for contingencies, that his administration is putting forth a budget which is progressive but fiscally responsible and cautious. In all, de Blasio proposed a $77.7 billion budget, closing a deficit of $1.8 billion, with a reserve of $750 million per year through fiscal 2019. The budget reflects a relatively strong local economy and doesn't include any major spending cuts, service reductions, or layoffs of municipal workers. But the administration is targeting investments and guarding against risks. Money is going into new bulletproof vests for the NYPD, upgrading police facilities, expanding the police cadet program, and improving the corrections department. And the city is beefing up the administration for child services.
Unfortunately, we do have tragedies that not only pull at our emotions and our feelings, but teach us some things we have to do better. But it's beyond that. It was really about looking structurally at the agency and saying what hasn't been achieved in previous reforms. There were real reforms after the death of Elisa Izquierdo. There were real reforms after the death of Nix Mary Brown. There were real reforms after the death of Marcella Pierce. But that doesn't mean everything was done that could be done realistically. And so we looked at some areas that structurally need to be different. Clearly, the lack of training, the fact that a lot of people, very good and, you know, well-intentioned, hardworking ICS workers, only got training when they came in the door, not even that much of it. That was a lost opportunity to help people learn how to do this very challenging work and to sustain that training. That's one of the examples of something we thought had to be better. And something I've worked on for a long time, preventative services. We clearly didn't have enough. We saw cases where we believed family would benefit from having that kind of intervention from a nonprofit that could provide help to the family in their home, but there were not enough services available. A lot of families couldn't get access to them. We decided that was a worthy investment and a good preventative measure.
The city is putting $11 million next year and over $26 million total over the next 3 years into the Administration for Children's Services, child welfare reforms, including training and prevention. The city also plans to improve EMS and ambulance response times. $11.3 million a year has been added to the budget to add 45 new ambulance tours. $6.7 million a year to add 149 new EMS dispatchers aimed at improving emergency response times, which averages now to about 6 minutes and 50 seconds. First Deputy Mayor Tony Shores.
Last year, we were asked to do a pretty thorough look at how our 911 response time was looking. Part of that was technology. Part of it was staffing and operations. In the course of that, it became clear we could do a better job in some of those communities, and that would not only help in those communities, but bring down the whole citywide average.
Unquestionably, one of de Blasio's successes so far, apart from full-time universal pre-K, is addressing the labor situation in the city. When he took office, all labor contracts in the city had expired. Now the city has settled nearly 72% of expired contracts. And one dance de Blasio refuses to dance is the budget dance, a yearly tug of war under Mayor Mike Bloomberg, where funding for a service would be removed, then put back in. De Blasio's closeness with the city council has turned off the music on that dance. The budget would take effect July 1st and must be approved by the city council. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.